This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I just gave Ryan at Funky Buddha an opening to get me in Quartal because we had a long commercial break there. So I sat out on the balcony, played a little Quartal, but yeah, I call it the balcony. So you look good, Dan. Classier.
The balcony.
Classier. Yeah, it's classier. Anyone can sit on a balcony. I go out to the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got two of them, so you know that's a
balconies.
Different thing.
Yeah. Well, I've got I've got my contest going with Ryan at Funky Buddha, and he started yesterday winning Wordle and Dordle. So he was up to nothing and he's growing and I'm punishing you and I'm sick of you, blah blah blah. And then I just rattled off four games in a row. I beat him in Quartal and Octortle. Then I beat him in Wordle this morning and Dordle. So he had this two-game lead. Now he has a two-game deficit. But I just put up a stinker in Quartal. Now, he happens to be dumber than me, period. So if I put up a stinker, he's probably going to put up a double stinker. But regardless, everyone should go to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park.
Go over there so he can pay off his debts to Hawk.
That's what he needs. And then if you're going to the Panthers game on Thursday, don't forget they've got Funky Buddha tap room there right at the arena across from Pantherland. And Dan told us earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, it got sticky last night at Funky Buddha for trivia. I mean, people are all around him wherever he's doing his stuff.
Yeah, man. We went over there last week. They got some new wing flavors. Had like sweet and sour wings or something crazy. They were delicious. All that food's good at Funky Buddha.
No doubt. I did bet Zion Williamson.
I ate 100 yukatats.
I went through Hakjo's and yukatats at a rate never before seen.
I didn't know you could order. I saw last night someone had yukatats with like melted cheese and stuff on top of them. I didn't know they had toppings.
Really? Yeah. Well, usually it comes with just like a dipping sauce.
Yeah. Maybe they poured it on top. I don't know. It looked crazy. It looked good.
Those are so good, man.
Oh, my goodness. Because Appel had what's his wife? Mara. Mara was, I saw her looking at me out the corner of her eye because I was just, I'm talking about inhaling yukatats. I didn't even chew some of them. I'm swallowing them like pills.
By the way, happy anniversary, Josh and Mara Appel. 2 years today. Happy anniversary.
I said they're newlyweds and they both got upset.
Yeah, they're not newlyweds. They're celebrating their second anniversary tonight.
That's newlyweds, Hawk. What are you, 28, 29 years in? You're
so
married.
Upset. He's so upset because he loves having lunch or dinner with me and Whitty. And Whittingham's in town. We're going to dinner tonight. But he's got his anniversary dinner with Mara, and he wants to change it because he wants to go to dinner with me and Whitty.
Terrible FOMO. Idea, Josh, if FOMO. You're listening.
Yeah. Yeah,
terrible idea if you're listening. No, Jack.
He asked us to join them at Morton's. Nah, we're going to pass. Let me give you a couple of Dolphins notes here from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. He says, as we mentioned in the last segment, as expected, the Dolphins did not use the franchise tag on safety Javon Holland or anyone else by the 4 p.m. deadline today. Holland will explore free agency, and the expectation is he will find a richer deal elsewhere. The Dolphins have shown some interest in keeping him, but Miami simply doesn't have the money to spend a ton at safety. Holland was the only candidate for the Dolphins franchise or transition tag, but it was always unlikely that Miami would use it on Holland because he wasn't as impactful as he has been in the past and because the Dolphins are facing a salary cap crunch. ESPN's Jordan Reed said Holland is set to become one of the NFL's highest paid safeties. The franchise tag for safety is $18.6 million this season, and Miami simply could not afford that. Only two players received the franchise tag this season, T. Higgins from Cincy and the KC guard, Trey Smith. Barry Jackson also writes, the Dolphins have had conversations with outside linebacker Bradley Chubb, according to a league source, but his future remained undetermined as of mid-afternoon Tuesday. Chubb is now healthy after missing last season with a significant knee injury. Chubb returning on his current contract with a $19.45 million salary and a $28.6 million cap hit would be unrealistic for Miami, which will have about $14 million in cap space after Teron Armstead's restructure is processed. Miami needs to create substantially more. Chubb's entire $19.5 million salary for next season is not guaranteed. The Dolphins' two options would be releasing him, which wouldn't free up significant cap space until after June 1st, or keeping him, but with terms of the contract adjusted to save Miami money and cap space. Let's see what else is here.
Quickly with the Javon Holland situation, this is the thing that upsets me about the drafting or management, and this is on Chris Greer, obviously. I'm speaking of the GM. Is where Robert Hunt, you draft him late. He balls. You can't keep him. You can't pay him because he's a great player. He goes to Carolina, becomes a Pro Bowler. Javon Holland is about to go somewhere and become a Pro Bowler because he's that good at football, not because he's a friend of the show. He's just a very good safety. We saw it when he was in Vic Fangio's defense. He was balling. He was the highest rated safety in the league for weeks and weeks and weeks. So you draft great players, you don't manage the cap right, and then you can't keep your great players that you drafted. Like, that's what you need a Zach Thomas. You need a Jason Taylor. You need that style of guy. Like, that you pick, you evaluate, you bring him in, then he becomes a lifelong guy. Christian Wilkins is another one. He had to go to the Raiders to get his money. That's what upsets me. You criticize the draft picks. Then when they find a dog, they don't have enough money to keep the dog. So now you're right back to trying to sign young dudes and bring in Storm Ducks and things of that nature. Like, it's that's the most frustrating thing to me with the Dolphin organization.
The question is, and again, if I'm Chris Greer, I'm going, oh, you're criticizing me for picking quality players? You know what I mean? Like, so that's what I'm saying. You're criticizing me for picking quality players. The question becomes, where did the money get spent poorly? That's what you have to look at, right? Because there's a finite amount of money because of the salary cap. So where did it get spent poorly? Tyreek? Jalen Waddle? Tua? Would you want to go into this season knowing that you have no rights to Tua afterwards? I mean, I guess you could franchise tag him, so that's not necessarily the case. Yeah. But you have to figure out, where was it spent poorly? So now you're in a place where you're going to lose Javon Holland, where you lost Christian Wilkins, where you lost Andrew Van Ginkle. Like, that's the question. And I'm not a capologist. So I don't pay enough attention to that stuff to know. Obviously, it's spent poorly somewhere. Where, though?
It was the one that I think the glowing one, Hawk, is Bradley Chubb. That's what you bring an old guy in.
But it's not guaranteed. Like, I just read you, it's not guaranteed. I mean, they can just let him go. They don't save a ton of money until after June 1st, but they can let him go.
And then now Jalen Phillips, who hopefully I just hate I hate that he got injured so many times because I think he was about to be a monster off that edge, and I think he still can. But those decisions, did you really have to pay Tyreek and Jalen? Did you have to pay Jalen last year? Did you have to pay Tua early? Like, those are the things that I'm not saying they're bad. Like, I think Waddle's a dog. Tyreek is, I think he's on the wrong side of a football career, if you see what I'm saying. But the thing with you, where Tua, Tua's a top 10 quarterback. Why would we not lock him in? Because now we'd have to pay him. If he was up this year, they had to pay him even more than they paid him. Like, your question is legit, but there are teams that get to keep their good players. Philly gets to keep all their good players. Why can't we keep all our good players? Someone has to explain it to me better
because the money, obviously, you know, to have to lose a number of quality players because you just don't have the money means the money is earmarked somewhere maybe that it shouldn't be. And maybe it is Tyreek and Jalen, you know, because I wouldn't want to go into the situation with Tua where you are going to want to resign. In my opinion, you're going to want to resign him if you didn't have him under contract and would have cost even more.
And you had $60 million in the two receivers.
Right.
I don't think that's to your point, Hawk, I'm no capologist. I'm not Andy Ellisberg or Chris Berry. I just, when they paid both of those guys, I was like, I don't think this can work because you can't pay $60 million to two people.
Let's take a quick look at the headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Canes basketball team have two games left on this season, starting tonight at 7 o'clock against Georgia Tech, then Saturday at noon versus NC State.
Yeah, you will hear the Canes-Georgia Tech game right here on 560 QAM tonight with Joe Zagacki.
Canes baseball team and FIU do battle at 7 o'clock tonight, Lone Depot Park.
I'm thinking about betting the over. I'm thinking about betting the over 13 and a half.
13?
Yeah, it's college baseball. They put up like 30 runs without blinking.
Okay. Quick programming note. Tomorrow we'll be ending 15 minutes early to make way for preheat because the Heat will be playing in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. That tip-off will be at 7.
Yeah, I thought the early line on that, I think, was Heat minus 11.
The Cavs have won 10 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. And let's see. Yeah, Heat are 11-point underdogs early line tomorrow in Cleveland.
Ooh.
After whooping up on the Lightning yesterday, Panthers get ready for Thursday, 7 o'clock. The Columbus Blue Jackets come to town.
All right.
More quick note. Novak Djokovic is expected to play at the Miami Open for the first time since 2019. Play begins on the 16th.
Okie dokie.
On the weather from the Mesmond Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Skies are starting to clear a little bit, but temperatures will dip down into the mid to low 60s throughout the evening here in South Florida.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No quiero leche de avena. Solo quiero leche de un vaca.
Hawk and Crowder.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I am expecting good vibes, hopefully from the Hurricanes tonight at Lone Depot Park. Or a little Canes FIU baseball action on the big field. But more importantly, I'm expecting big things from Zion Williamson. Good vibes from Zion Williamson on Fat Tuesday in LA. I bet the over. 22 and a half, I think it was, right? 22 and a half?
22 Easy. And a half. I'm locked in too, baby.
Easy money on Fat Tuesday. Easy money.
This is
Fat
his Tuesday. Christmas.
This Fat is his Tuesday. Christmas, Fat Tuesday. Guy plays in New Orleans. It's Fat Tuesday on the Lakers stage. Come on. I mean, tonight is just tailor-made for a Zion over. So take our advice on that one. I feel good about that one. Crowder, tell them what you want to tell them, and then we'll get out of here for the evening. Make way for Hurricane Hotline, and then some Canes basketball tonight against Ja Tech. Anybody call Georgia Tech Ja Tech?
Nah, I never heard that one before.
All right. Well, I'm starting something new. Canes Ja Tech tonight. How about Ga Tech? Can we call them Ga Tech?
Ga Tech. Hey, y'all, it is time. You got to make 2025 the year that you finally get the Cadillac that you've always wanted. And Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac, they have your back during the Road Ahead sales event. That means you get savings on all the beautiful Cadillacs you've been looking at, you've been watching, you've been driving next to that you wanted right now. Get behind the wheel of a 2024 Cadillac Lyriq or Cadillac XT4. You choose for only $319 a month. Or imagine how much you'll be saving on select 2024 Cadillacs with 3.9% financing. And, you know, Ed Morris, they're going to throw something else in. $1,000 purchase allowance. Make 2025 the year you get that Cadillac, whether you're driving to the game, whether you're going to the grocery store, picking the kids up, going on a hot date, you'll be riding in style with the Lyriq or XT4. Your choice, only $319 a month, or financing as low as 3.9% and a grand in purchase allowance. Get ready for the road ahead at Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. And remember, y'all know I'm backed by Morris. You need to be backed by Morris. When you get a car from Ed Morris, you're always backed by Morris.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe Fat Tuesday night. Go Canes baseball. Go Canes hoops. Go Zion. We will speak with you mañana.
In lane six, Hawkman's Mark.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need, need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.